That's such a mad picture of Suzanne.
What's that?
She just looks so pissed off, like somebody pissed in your Wheaties.
Well, she's not eating someone, literally.
I'm off camera tonight.
Well, Lenny's too important tonight because he's got his new novel out, so he's like that.
Oh,
now.
Stop. I'm Jim Morrison. My back is to the crowd.
This is John Lyons from Young Lyons. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
To another episode of Comic Pop Visits, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Jacob,
Lenny,
and today we are visiting with Mike Monday. He's a walker off The Walking Dead. So, Mike, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm very
glad
excited
to be here.
To meet you.
And we also have Suzanne Lambden, as you heard in the background there, the author of the Dead Heart series. So, Susan, thanks for coming back on with us again as well.
Oh, thanks. It's a real pleasure.
The crowd goes wild.
Those were just snakes.
Well, it was a crowd of snakes, okay?
Pit of snakes.
Yes, my pit of snakes went wild. Thank you. Well, I expected others to join me, but they didn't.
Mike's informed us he doesn't have a whole lot of time, so this one might be a faster interview than what we've had in the past. Suzanne wants to continue on. We might continue on.
So jumping right in, tell me everything about the seventh season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Everything I saw yesterday of the...
Comic-Con?
intro trailer. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I liked the Ezekiel and the Mighty Tiger. That was pretty badass. Yeah. On the trailer, if y'all saw it.
Yes, bringing him in. I did see that part.
Actually, you're bringing me up to speed because I don't have the internet right now.
It's
at my hands,
sweet.
And I didn't get that trailer.
Come on, you gotta like a tiger.
I should have it by October, so I'm just praying that I have the internet back by October. That's the goal for me.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Shut up, April. Wait till you go to college.
What'd you say?
See.
What's up, April? What?
She said that
was terrible. I think she wanted to give you her phone number.
Yeah. 9-1 1.
Yeah, that's a good one. That didn't work for me last time.
All right, Mike. A quick, of course, everything everybody else wants to know, we want to ask you as well. You're currently living in Georgia, correct?
Correct.
And this is where
I kind of bounce around a little bit too.
Okay, and this is where The Walking Dead is being filmed at.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So how did you actually get involved with The Walking Dead and becoming a walker? That seems to be an odd hobby to get into.
Actually, I just came back from a 5-year stint in Northern California. And then I hooked up with some old friends, Math and stuff. They're like, oh, man, you got to start hitting these movie sets with us. So I did. And I don't know, I think we're on a set of Three Stooges. And the guy's like, hey, man. Like 7 people, hey, you really need to do this. And then the owner of the casting company approached me. He's like, hey, man, you need to do this. So I went home. I watched, there's like a marathon going on. I watched first 15 minutes. So like, hell yes, please. And that's pretty much how that one went.
So were you into this genre to begin with then?
Oh, I've always loved scary shit.
Wow,
I snuck into Dawn of the Dead when I was a kid.
Nice.
And, Mike Christopher, who is now the, or who was the Hare Krishna zombie, he and I are really good friends now. I mean, I've been down to this house and stayed and blah, blah, blah. Anytime we do those Orlando cons or something like that, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
We have fun.
Yeah, well, Mike, I was wondering, so you said you had a stint in Northern California before you started walking. So have you been involved with the TV movie scene as a career and everything through your life? Or was this kind of an out-of-the-blue thing to do?
It's kind of out of the blue, but the weird part about it is back when we were in Athens managing certain bands and pretending to be in school, some of the same group out there in California actually like said, hey, let's go do this Andersonville thing. It's like a TNT miniseries Civil War prison camp about the horrific Andersonville Civil War prison camp. I'm like, all right, we went and did that shit. And it just so happens, so what, decade and a half later.
That was a good little miniseries. That was good.
Yeah, it really was. I liked Frankenheimer. He was cool. There's some cool cats on that one. But it turns out that we, whatever, 15, how many ever years later, we go back to that same exact set, you know, same studio for Walking Dead.
Really?
It's kind of slow, coinky dinky. Yeah.
That's nice. An odd coincidence.
But a cool one.
Oh, that is true. Very cool. What's the makeup experience with that? Were you prepared for the time it took to make you up, or is it a fairly quick process?
I didn't give a damn. I was happy to be there.
You're just having fun, huh?
About how long was your average
makeup?
Thank you, April.
Right. Like when the first times Greg Nicotero just grip points to me, hey man, you coming with me? I was like, woohoo. That was like an hour and a half. He knocked it out.
Dang.
It was a season two. Well, yeah, that was season two, Nellie. But then that season three intro scene, he and Andy Schoenberg did that.
Now, that was...
That took about 2 hours because they built up around the eyes to make them look more recessed, more starving, that type of thing.
That's what I was wondering. When they focus so close into the eye, is that CGI to begin with, and then they pull out to your actual eye, or is that your actual eye that they come from?
That was my actual eye with the first time ever contacts my eyes. Yeah.
Wow.
Helps with the teary, dead, burning thing. First time.
They didn't burn. They were fine with me. They didn't. I was very happy.
You was happy?
I was happy that they didn't burn. You know, I was like, man, what are these damn things going to do to me? I was like,
I'm happy,
you know,
to be dead.
Please don't burn, scorch my eyes. Because there was a couple seasons later, people were complaining. That was season four. Like, new optometrist, burn my eyeballs. Heard that from a few people. So it might have been the contacts. I don't know.
True.
Well, I was going to ask, we were talking about the makeup, and you saying other people had problems with it. So does it almost become a family with all the other walkers you see, or do the people change so often that it's, you don't get much time to repeat with people and get to know them?
Sometimes. I mean, I just did season two, season three, but some done a little more. I mean, like, especially at season two, filmed a lot, mm-hmm. you know, so a lot on that final episode was like 89 days of shooting.
Wow.
And they're saying, like Nick Taylor said, it's like we filmed a movie in 8 or 9 days, which basically happened. Yeah, you see, I mean, and we pop up, we have our little spots in Atlanta, we pop up and meet up at, and hell, some of us even venture down to the beach house, down the panhandles, and all that kind of stuff.
And you've been hitting the con circuit pretty much, and that's where you met up with Susan, I believe, or is there a different story where you two hooked up?
Who's Susan?
Yeah.
Suzanne, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Worried me.
I love that look.
It worried me.
I
didn't know if I knew her name.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm looking at April. Is this the same picture everybody else is getting? I'm looking at April and Batman.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then over to the right, I got Suzanne like, really? Fuck you.
Hey, before I say how we will you tell my favorite story? Tell that story about how you met Andrew Lincoln.
Who, me?
Rick Grimes. Not Mike, me. Tell how that story.
If you met Andrew Lincoln and didn't tell me, I would be so pissed off.
It's my closet store. I'm waiting.
Well, we were doing that season three intro scene, and so they set up. We did the first part of it, and then you're like, "All right, break. We're gonna go reset the cameras, different angle." Anyway, so there's me, Andrew Lincoln, and the optometrist, who, by the way, was beautiful, exotic girl, and her she was cool. I knew her husband from he was manager of someplace downtown, but. Anywho, long story short, she was like, "Okay, look down at my leg." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I'm working on it." And then she just put them in. Now, Risha, she gets that all done. I look into a little hole. There's a little hole, and I was like, "Hey, check this out. This is a little double wormhole. You know anything about this?" She's like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's like a little small white worm, and it's got a black head with pinchers on it." She's like, you're out of your mind. And I turned over to Andrew because he's the only one out there. I was like, "Hey, man, you know about devil worms?" Oh yeah. I was like, "So where are you from, man?" And I had no idea at the time. And he said, "Oh, England." I was like, "Hey, by the way, you're doing a good job on the southern accent." but we yanked the devil worm out of the hole. And she's like, "Holy shit, you're right. Give me a bone." It was hilarious.
So yeah, but Mike and I met last year in Topeka at TuffCon. Mike and I had a panel together with actor Patrick Barnett from Star Trek First Contact. He was the good-looking Borg that turns around and looks at the car. So that's where Mike and I met, and we became buddies ever since. I brought him out and had my friends from Colorado Springs at Galaxy Fest bring us both out this last February, and we had a good time. That was a fun con.
Yeah,
Mike does stay up till 2 a.m. I have to go to bed eventually by midnight, but he's still going strong. It's kind of like zombie power.
I went to the rabbit hole and shut it down two nights in a row. The rabbit hole, man. The rabbit hole. It was awesome.
Yes, great place.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the sidewalk, you see a little glass-tin staircase. Well, hell yeah, you go down there, the glass-tin staircase.
Well, that's a question.
It turns out it was a morgue, 100 years ago.
Oh, that's comforting.
Cool place.
I felt right at home.
I know that. So do you spend most of your year now going to cons and different places, or is that more of a side thing?
It's more of a side thing. I like to do it pretty much as often as possible, especially if it's England, Germany, Colorado Springs, Topeka, Orlando. I'm going to Biloxi, maybe, unless I still go out to Colorado for a while.
Did you say Biloxi?
I'm rambling now.
Did you
say Biloxi?
Biloxi, Mississippi.
That'd be a little warm at this time of year.
Well, that's in October.
They got a nice sea breeze.
They got a nice sea breeze?
Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah, there's nice. I was just down at that Gulf, not that part of the Gulf, the Florida Panhandle part of the Gulf, but it was nice. It was nice.
Humid.
Well, with you getting into the acting, has the bug hit you pretty hard? Where you're going to? Are you looking around for doing other things and trying?
I've been kind of the people from The Walking Dead. They got the casting director. He called me in to do something else with the Zach Galifianakis movie coming out October 21st. I have a creepy gardening neighbor, or actually, I'm the gardening neighbor. But the last day, one of the ADs goes, "Hey, you're the creepy gardening neighbor." I'm like, "I didn't see that on the bill." I saw what I said was gardening neighbor, or neighbor gardener.
They threw in the creepy just for you.
Thanks. I was like, "Y'all should have let me know the creepy part." I've made some other faces at Zach when he drove by.
Hey, you were in the last Hunger Games, and I did see the back of your head quite a few times. I could see you right up close, but you were
with a bullet hole in the back. I ended up dead. I usually do. It's pretty cool. Then dead on dead.
Excellent.
Excellent.
So with the filming of the opening of the third scene, you get stabbed in the forehead with a fire poker. how often did they have to shoot that? And then was it just practice until the final shot where they actually hit you? Or did they have to make you up each time after you got poked with the poker?
We did that first part scene where they measure in 14 inches from the eyeball and then slowly pan out.
Right.
And then the door opens and then I turn around and my son turns around, catches one in the head. All that was done in the morning. And then the last above it where I had to get up on the dolly and they rolled me back into the glass with a little stick on the back of my head to knock out the glass. And then they had this blood pump attached that they'd never used, but that was one take.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And then the scene, like the eyeball scene, we did that twice.
Okay. So they could pretty much have it down to a science then, huh?
Yeah. Well, when the season two finale, when I had to drop to my knees three times in the woods, and the third time hurt like a bastard because I hit a root.
Ooh.
And it even Nicotero was like, "Man, you want to get your knee touched?" I was like, "Nah, man, I'm cool. I'm a North Georgia hillbilly. Come on, man. We're used to this shit." And then he's like, "All right, man." And then after that third time, I was going to kind of grab my knee. He just kind of pointed his finger at me and like cock, yeah, shot at me. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Those knee pads can come smartest in handy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm finding out the older I get, the more stuff I tend to find out that I'm not supposed to do anymore. So I think I spent a week with my leg hurting like crazy because of playing human foosball. So
yeah. I hear you.
I don't know why no one gave you shit about saying root. In Kansas, if I'm going to walk on a tree, root. We call it a root. You have root beer, but we trees have roots.
I say and root. It's working.
I don't say warsh either, so I haven't washed nothing in my entire life.
Now you're starting to sound like the Skype pitcher. Gotcha.
I know, we say root, but we're
originally from Oklahoma, so I don't know.
Yeah,
if that
doesn't help.
Or not, Okies. So root.
That's hey, by the way, is this PG?
No,
you're fine.
Tag, go for it.
I cuss more than
but
anyone.
But it's good
me
you ask now before you cussed.
Was that? Who said that?
I think Lenny said that.
That feminine voice was me, really.
But yeah, we have an explicit tag, so you can cut loose. You can cut
loose. I like to try to push the explicit tag and see what happens, but we do have it.
Damn it, man.
So going to all the conventions, meeting up with Suzanne and all these other people, are you surprised with how many people are gravitated to the zombie genre and saying, you know, we got to get pictures with you, by golly, and all that good stuff?
So, does everybody,
people love zombies.
People love zombies.
You know what? They love Mike. Mike gets a lot of attention at the cons, and we have a top con. We're going back to Topeka in September. And then Mike and I have I'm going to call it a publicity tour, but we go back to Colorado Springs for 2 weeks in October. I've got cons.
They said three.
Heck, you've got cons, and then we've got this 2 week of nothing but events. We can do the coffin races in Manitou Springs. Mike's going to be a judge. I'll probably be in a coffin. And then we do Ghoul's Gulch, has like a haunted house, and we're doing that for 3 days. So Mike and I, this last time at Galaxy Fest, we've got a lot of fans. They love us in Colorado. But they love Mike everywhere, right? I don't get to go to Europe.
It's pretty crazy.
You're spoiled.
Germany. I almost didn't come back from Germany.
Damn, I want to go to Germany.
Isn't Germany
I
might amazing?
Not, it is amazing. I almost did not come back. I was there for a five-hour convention. It went really well. I was like, I'd like to stay till next weekend.
That
turned into next month or year. Yeah, real quick.
So do you ever, when you're at cons, do you sometimes put on some zombie makeup and walk around and cosplay for everyone? Or do you stick to jeans and a t-shirt or something?
Oh, it's very few times. I'm going to do one in Colorado because I said I would. Maybe at the coffin races. Which the coffin races have been excellent. Wait. Did y'all know that history? The coffin races?
I don't know.
Sorry, Suzanne. Not,
you know it well, don't you?
Races.
I do, but what's the gal's name? So Colorado Springs had a flood, and not by the midnight. The Midnight Falls are near the Seven Falls, so right outside of Colorado Springs is this wonderful waterfall, and they had graves up there. And when it rained too hard, the old gal. What I wish I could look her name
she,
up.
She wanted to. She wanted to be buried up there.
Yeah, her coffin came sweeping down the mountains. Here she came in the flood, and the coffin race is now in Manitou Springs. They do that in honor of this gal, and she actually has a tombstone and a little memorial up at Midnight Falls. I feel bad; I can't think of her name at the moment.
Okay,
but that's what the coffin races are about.
I'm surprised no one's googled it yet.
The coffin was recovered, but her body was never found.
Maybe she'll show up while we're out there.
Is she ever?
I'm sure she does every year.
They have really cool coffins, and you know, coffins on wheels. They're little. So it's like a huge parade, but then they do the race. They're racing these things.
Then, yeah, so do they do the race right there in town? Do they have a nice?
I want to be a judge too.
I think they start up the hill.
Wow. They might.
Who knows?
Kevin Bacon goes out there a lot and hikes about.
Cool. Let's bring some marbles.
So this kind of sounds like a possible plot or something you could put in one of your books, Suzanne.
Oh my gosh, I know. they do like my crazy books out there.
Well, I was going to say, you can
why wouldn't
her
they
coming out in her
why
coffin
they?
Again?
Exactly. I love Colorado. Those are good folks out there.
You can have her ghost.
It's
in
almost
one of your
as
books.
Nice as Kansas and almost as square.
So where are you guys from?
We're in Southwest Kansas.
Are all you guys from Southwest Kansas?
Yes.
I'm an implant.
Well, yeah, I'll say Dad and I are from Oklahoma.
I was born on a distant star.
Lenny's from Mars.
And I was born here in Southwest Kansas. So
God, Jacob. Come on.
I was actually born in
Ulysses. Gotta get a better backstory at some point.
At least Oklahoma.
But yeah, we're also located now in Southwest Kansas. We've all migrated
stuck
back
for life. Hey, it's great. It's great to be here because you got beaches in any direction, 1,000 miles, any direction. You got all the beaches.
Hey, I'm interrupting real quick. So on the Manitou Springs, her name is Emma Crawford. It's
thank
Emma
you.
Crawford coffin races.
Okay,
that's awesome. I was worried about
that's
that.
That's a good ghost
I know.
Name too.
I just you know want people
good,
to know.
That is a good ghost name. I like that.
The ghost of Emma Crawford.
Boom.
Tell you, Suzanne, needs to be in one of your books.
I know. Hey, they'll probably make a movie up there. I can be the creepy neighbor again.
There we go.
Yeah. That's going to be cool, man, when I freak them out and then all of a sudden that house blows up and lands in front of me about 20 feet away.
Be like,
that was cool. I did like that shit.
Dang it, Emma. Roll credits. It's just a short.
What that?
Dang it, man. We have houses blowing up. Okay.
Dang it.
Dang it, Emma.
Oh, hell yeah.
Credits.
What?
You're so crazy.
I didn't get that. I didn't catch that.
That's all right.
So April says you could be out there and a house blows up and like lands 20 feet
you
in front of you.
Really?
And then you say, dang it, Emma.
Like, dang it, Emma. And then just roll credits because it's
just roll the credits. Yeah, short. That's a real
that's
short
funny.
Short.
It's a short short. Yeah. It's almost
oh, my
like,
God.
So you guys are next going to be in Colorado. What's your plans after that, Mike? You do more cons or you said you were contacted being possibility with another film coming out? Any other plans coming forth?
Oh, they slapped me as a... Oh, I forgot to tell you about that. I got 17 hours on set. I went. They caught me in a bunch of us Walking Dead zombies being on the Tyler Perry Halloween Medea. Medea Boo.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah, the only scene we're in, which is pretty funny, I'd have to say. Man, I'll have to say, you just look up the Madea Halloween trailer. It's like, right. Boo bitches. I mean, I'm not a big, huge Madea fan, but
oh, I love
that scene
Madea.
Was funny as shit.
Well, so stupid.
I have to look that one up. So being a zombie, do you have to be a SAG?
No.
No?
You don't have to be.
Does it help?
It could.
I can see that.
I love that. Just sly and dry. Good.
Man, well, you got to understand, seems like I just got back from Colorado.
And you're going to be back in a few weeks to do it all over again.
Hey, that's right. It's not going to be too fucking long.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's don't worry about it.
A couple of months. You got a little bit of time.
I say that all the time.
Well, Topeka first. Wait, oh, that is Kansas.
Yep.
It's a big part of Kansas.
All right, good to go. Charlotte, North Cackalack, and Mayberry here in a couple weeks.
There you go. So
that's what's up.
Hope you have a comfortable ride. You driving a lot.
Are you driving, or are they being nice and flying you in?
I'm flying to Biloxi. Fine everywhere else.
Spoiled.
Who?
Spoiled rotten.
I don't like flying. I would like it if they drove me.
I feel
anywhere,
like,
but the, I don't. Well, I don't envy you having to fly all those places.
You do 10-hour or 12-hour car rides. I don't do that to my car.
I can handle
that. I love my Maxima. I don't want to run a fucker in the ground.
So I feel
that's
like
true.
The more I fly, the more scared I get of it.
Yeah, because it's like a probability thing. On a long enough timeline, mm-hmm. the survival rate of anything mm-hmm. becomes...
Oh, hell.
Because I was in, I think, third grade the first time I flew, and obviously, like, whatever, it's awesome, so you know, you don't think about it. But then as the older I get, the more flights I go on, the more turbulence we hit. I just
the worst flight I was ever on was when I got married and flying into Vegas. They, like, the plane literally dropped 15 feet just straight down, and then to the side like 5 feet, and they're just, they get the stewardess get back up off the floor, sorry, flight attendants, and
it's all right, folks, need a champagne, Nina.
And you know, just acting like, oh, it's cool, it's just a little bit of turbulence, and I'm looking outside and it's blue skies. I have to keep a visor down from the sun. I'm like, what did that? And they're like, oh, it's the heat. I'm like, oh, good, we're going to Vegas, so that's not gonna stop. And yeah, the rest of the ride, it was like pumpy all the way down. Aww. We just got slung around. It was terrible. Now I really hate flying, but like fireworks.
We had a nightmare going into Colorado Springs, which we almost got redirected. We got slung all over the place. It turns out there was 40 to 80 knot gusts, winds, whatever. Oh, the cats, the guy from Star Trek and blah blah blah, the other cats flying in from LA, they had to redirect and go back to Denver. And like, wait is how, because they're on the little mini biplane. Like, if I try to land this thing, we're going to get slammed in the ground. So they had to go wait.
Yeah,
that flight from Denver to Colorado Springs is a nightmare from hell. And the pilot came out, and before we even took off, he apologized and said he had like 40 years of combat training in the Air Force, and don't be worried, we're not going down, but it'll be a bumpy ride. And it's the mountains, right? And the wind's shearing off those mountains. It's a nightmare. It is not fun. 30 minutes of a nightmare.
Yeah, I'll get a new car when mine breaks down.
That's a 45-minute drive, too.
Yeah, that one's real easy.
Or an hour.
You got to remember, we're in Kansas where there's nothing. Yeah, no. We're used to long drives.
Well, that's like...
I have to drive 20 minutes to get my mail.
Oh.
Oh, that's like... Friends and I were talking a bit over this past year, this one time, and... I said, oh, we could just go to Wichita real quick and do something. And Wichita's about 4 hours away for us. But at least in our family, in my family, that's a day trip, is about four hours.
Yeah, you go
hours.
To Wichita, you do what you got to do, and you come home.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I remember over summer, I think I spent most of the summer every day driving to Wichita and back with my boss to get stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
True. Oh, well, Michael, you said you needed to hit the road with your nephew, so it's kind of getting close to that time, so I don't want you to get in trouble. Still there, Michael?
Maybe you already hit the road.
Maybe you passed out.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, thank nephew.
No, I mean, it's been... Hey, can y'all see me like I see Batman and...
No, April? We only have your image. Your video's not...
And a mean... Amazing Suzanne.
Yeah, we just see a smile.
I have to look at your ugly zombie face this whole time. You don't have a live cam. It's that picture, and your teeth are dirty, and there's like a hole in your head, and I'm looking at that. So that's why I'm snarling, because it's that picture of you from Walking Dead.
Hey, right? That's good shit right there now.
I'm not hanging that picture by my bed at night, just so you know.
Yeah.
I would.
Well, that was bad feedback. Did you hear that?
Sounded like Linda was with you, Suzanne.
It was like you needed to agree with yourself so
my voice
badly.
Really carries. I didn't realize it carried across Kansas. Where are you at right now, Suzanne? Wichita, are you home?
I'm at home in Wichita.
Hell, that's just
I want to see the castle.
It's a day trip.
By the way, I want to see the castle while I'm out there.
Okay, I want to see the castle. Colorado Springs has a castle.
I don't know about Bishop's Castle.
I might be in Colorado Springs on the 22nd and 23rd of
October. You want to see my castle house?
Yes.
I live in a castle, too.
You live in a castle?
She has a castle house.
Is that Bishop's Castle you're talking about?
Yeah, my house looks like a guy that, like Lloyd Wright, built my house. And so when you... From the outside, you can't quite tell what you're getting into until you walk through the front door, and then it looks like I have a mini castle, and it's kind of like a mini museum in here, too.
I totally...
Because it's decorated, like, I've got a lot of swords.
I totally believe you. It's cool.
It's cool!
I saw pictures. I saw pictures, and I'll be there on my birthday. How about it? I'll let you know.
Okay.
Like MTV
I've never seen pictures of her house.
Yeah, we need to do the cribs.
I don't creep.
Or creepy cribs. There you go. No.
Solid title.
That would be my house. Take them down in the basement and introduce them to Supra.
Well, Mike, are you still needing to take off?
No.
Yeah, I'm procrastinating right now.
I knew we could keep him longer than the intended time.
That's
what you get for being entertaining.
It's up
Richard.
To you. If you want to keep going, we can keep going. Or if you need a roll, we can let you roll. It's up to you.
And we'll cut this boring part out while Richard tries to get rid of you. I'm sorry about that, by the way.
I just don't want
all
you
right,
to get
we'll
in trouble.
Do that. Excuse me.
What are we doing? I'm confused now.
We're doing.
Okay.
April comes up with all the questions now.
Okay.
Oh,
April, go.
All the banter.
All the answers?
Banter.
Oh, I can banter.
You
all
don't
right.
have all the answers. You
I
may have,
I have
all
like
the
a
banter.
Couple answers.
I have an answer, but it's usually no.
I have faith in her.
All right, go. Banter, April.
With what? Right?
I was very vague, huh?
Bantering is not the greatest. So, besides horror, would you consider being in any other genre films, TV shows, or do you watch and mainly just stick with horror, or do you branch out a bit?
I did some other shit, but
hopefully it's better than.
I got a couple of spots on Flight as a NTSB panel member. And right there with them, AA meeting scene. That was kind of ironic. Yeah.
Is it true that you were in some German porno?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. The girl called me. I was on the way to the airport, and she said, "Oh, I wanted to come out and get you drunk on whiskey." I was like, no, can do.
I was going to say, are we talking about the human centipede or what?
Well, in
is that considered pornography? Because
oh,
I think it should
be. It's just gross.
I think it's kind of pornography in a sense.
In a sense, but it's wrong.
I've never seen it, but I've heard enough about it.
I've heard too much about it.
Yeah. I've seen the first one.
I don't want to see. Is there two more after the first one?
I think so, yes.
There'll probably be seven of them like
four
Saw.
Four people were enough. I can't see more suffer. That's just wrong.
That's the first time I've ever heard a girl say, "I want to get you drunk on whiskey." That, to me, sends up a light bulb. I mean,
like, yeah, that's, well, that kind of seems like the movie Hostel.
Those German girls are really forward.
Yeah, they are.
Well, didn't you see National Lampoon's Vacation in Europe?
True.
I lived in Germany in Berlin for about 2.5 weeks with a girl that I met in Holland. That was pretty rad. And her 7 roommates from different countries.
So
were they all women? Were they all female?
No, there was.
Were they Croatian, two other girls. And,
no, there are two Spanish guys, another Dutch guy. Petra was German. And then there's a Swedish girl and a Swedish guy. And a kid from the frontier of France. He said his grandpa was born in Germany. He was born in France, but it's the same place. So, whatever you want to call that. And then, yeah, and then me. Good old Florida. Well, at the time, I lived in Florida. And so, and I didn't say the R, and no one knew where the hell. They thought it was like on a different planet. They're like, where are you from? I'm like, Florida. They're like, is that in Europe?
The hell is
I'm like,
Florida?
Yeah, I think so.
It's right by Greece. Just take
you know
a left.
Where Florida is, right? It's just south, y'all.
It's right in the Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you all caught that, hopefully.
I don't think they heard any of it. Are they still there?
There?
We're gone.
Oh.
Okay, I was
you guys
say,
are, you know, you're very
well,
good
that's,
listeners,
that's
and I
the
appreciate
show.
That. I appreciate that. You guys are very good listeners.
Here's a funny story. When Mike and I were at TopCon, and we were drinking in the bar one night, and there
were
was
you?
Some loud mouth. Where was that? I don't even know what university. They're playing football games on TV.
Sure they were.
And Mike likes Georgia. I went to OU, so I like Oklahoma. So whatever the foul mouth jerk on the end of the bar, and he's drunk. He's causing some trouble, and he's going to, like, I'm thinking he's going to fight with Mike. I think, well, I got to get some help in here. So I went running out of the bar. I leave Mike in there, not knowing that. In the meantime, Mike and this guy become drinking buddies like men do. But I run out, and I see, like, five different Star Trek red shirts. So I yelled for security until these guys were
killed.
So excited. The Star Trek geeks came in to come save Mike Mundy. It was pretty cool.
Did they have their phasers in their hand? I hope they were set on stun.
I hope they were too.
I hope it was
Mike was with a buddy, and then they were drinking, and it was all good. But I ran away. I sent in security, and I left. That's how good of a friend I was. I didn't want to be.
That's what I do in most fights.
At that little bar, they need everybody needed me in there. I was fucking Norm like within 5 minutes at that place. Or, actually, on the second day, I mean, like hey, motherfucker. Yeah, cool. buy some more beers. Yeah, that was awesome.
You're really popular if you're doing that.
It only lasted a round or two.
Ah. I was going to say.
Yeah, it was my birthday. That's what we was getting happy.
That's a good thing. You always want to be happy.
I got real happy. As soon as I flew into Topeka, I was like, hey, we don't have anywhere to be. What you want to do? I was like, well, I've never been here. What's to do? He's like, well, right up here is
a
casino.
Yeah.
I was like, bam, blackjack table. About 45 minutes later, I had $220. I was like, all right, I've had a couple beers, and I got $220. Let's roll. Happy birthday.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to do in our fair state, I'm afraid. We make do. Suzanne's
hey, you know what?
I think it's underrated myself, but...
Go for it, Suzanne.
Mike, I might have to stay in your room at Topeka. I don't think I booked at that hotel.
Whoops.
I'm looking at it right now. I don't think I booked a freaking room.
Why did you do that, Suzanne?
I don't know. Because you know what? I go to too many conventions every month, and sometimes I forget.
I'll tell Green Lantern the White Walker from the Game of Thrones. You'll be staying in the room with him.
Fine.
I would love to stay in the room with the White Walker.
That's
That'd
scary.
Be awesome.
I hope he's in makeup.
6'7", he will behead you.
Oh, wow.
I think he's close to 7 feet.
But you won't have to pay for the room.
There you go.
Just beheadment.
Just, yeah.
Is that a word? Beheading? I don't think.
Beheading's a word.
That is, yes, for sure.
Beheadment.
It is the state of being beheaded, but I don't think once you're to that state, there's not much reason to talk about
it. To be a word.
It's not like you're going to get to another state after that, other than coffinhood.
True. You could put it in the Crawford book.
We're going to the wonderful world of Oz, Kansas, and there's no place like home. That little spot, George has taken us to some Wizard of Oz spot.
Really?
I hope not in Liberal. You're going to be very
that's
disappointed.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, that's a drive.
No, I think there's one in Wanamaker.
Okay.
Well, there's a museum up there. Yeah.
Because if you went to the one in Liberal that's from Topeka.
You might as well come and see us. Here before.
Yeah, right.
You'd have more fun coming to see us. Liberal's a dump.
That's not a day trip.
No offense to all the citizens of never mind.
Yeah. I guess we'll just have to come see y'all, damn it.
Hey, we're here. We're not. We don't go too far.
that is true, unfortunately. Not for long for me. Once I get, you know, off corrections. No, I'm just kidding.
So how many conventions have you started doing now, Mike?
I've been doing them for several years now.
Now, Suzanne says she goes to as many as she can. Are you pretty much the same?
I used to, but I still do enough that, I mean, got a couple months or worse coming up here. But
I bet I go to 20 a year. I do.
That's a pretty good ratio. That's half the year in conventions, pretty much.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my down months are December and then maybe a little bit of January, but then I'm back on the circuit again. And this year I'm going to start going to Walker Stalkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good cons.
What is that one deal? when we were in... That's the air being let out by that zombie there. It just squeezed right. Suzanne, that flyer that I gave you at AFW, do you remember that?
I really don't. What was it?
Well, the flyer for the AFW convention, at the very back, there was something about some type of zombie event happening. Did you see that ad, or did you just kind of throw it in a corner?
I probably threw it in my gear, and I haven't unpacked yet from that event. So it's probably sitting in there, forgotten.
Well, we came
back. Hey, I don't mean to jump in real quick. I had to jump out real quick. Enjoyed it. Always a pleasure. Talk to you guys. See you guys soon.
Okay, you needing to take off then?
Yeah, I got to roll now.
Thanks for stopping by.
I'm talking. You're leaving. See how you are. I'll take care of you, Topeka.
Yeah. Not if I see you first.
And, Mike, we do appreciate it. Just to let everybody know, Michael, you have a Facebook account that people can friend you on and get some information. Do you have any other avenues that they can get information and contact you with if they want to keep track of what you're doing?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I've been trying to kill the Twitters. I've been trying to kill the... I got the face... She linked my Facebook account to Twitter. I hardly ever check or touch, but... shit that I post on the Facebook automatically goes.
Okay. So they can get you on Facebook.
I guess you can. Yeah, I'm out there.
He's tweeting. He's tweeting, y'all.
All right. Well, Mike, we've had fun with you. You guys, I definitely appreciate you coming on, Michael. And you take care and have a good evening. And
hey, Suzanne, are you staying on?
All right, guys. You have a good night.
Bye, buddy. Right, we'll see you later.
She didn't hear that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You going to stick around, Suzanne?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a while.
Okay. Let me...
I found my hotel reservation, so I'm okay.
Thank God.
There you go.
I was sweating it for a minute. I'm usually not that blonde, but I had a blonde moment.
Okay, let me finish this out, and we'll just go into April. A BS session with just you if you want to do that.
April.
What?
Sorry.
Fix me.
All right, here we go.
Turn it or something. I just totally lost all communique.
Oh, we're having issues here. Hold on, Suzanne. Okay. All right. You ready to do it out? All right.
Suzanne,
everybody,
will you say something?
Yes, I'll say something. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me in the back?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's okay. I only have one headphone now. These things are about as old as my youngest child, I think.
Well, let me talk us out, and then we'll come back in with you, Suzanne. So we've been visiting with Mike Monday. We hope everybody's been enjoying that. And Suzanne Lambden, you've been with us as well. So thank you for coming on as well. Do you want to mention some of the forthcoming novels that are getting ready to hit for you?
Yeah. I'm not sure what actual month the fifth book in the series, Immortal Hearts, come out. It'll probably come out in October and November.
Just say October.
I'm trying to be Tease careful. Them. It's coming soon. So Immortal Hearts, the fifth book, will be out. And then I've got a lineup of 10 novels.
Ah.
So now the publisher is deciding. I think we're going to go with the spinoff Werewolf trilogy that continues on with your werewolf characters from Dead Hearts. And then after that, there's a vampire trilogy that'll come out probably in 2 years. It sounds weird when you've got books already written and then you the writer, have to wait. And then, meanwhile, I keep writing books. I mean, the publisher will never be able to keep up with me.
And so, Stephen King, I know.
I could go to the beach and do nothing for a couple of years and come back, and I'd still be okay.
There you go.
but the fifth book, it'll be fun. It's and I know you guys have read book one and two in the Dead Heart series.
Yep.
If you've not read the third book, you know there's a little strange time travel that goes on. And the fourth book, Defiant Hearts, just came out here this last February. It just came out. So Immortal Hearts kind of goes globally with the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
And I've got major battles with tons of zombies being fought. I destroyed the Vatican in Rome. I don't know why I had a battle. I don't even want to tell you who the characters are, but there's a fight on top of the Vatican in Rome, and I blew the shit out of it. And then I destroyed London, and I destroyed Athens, and I guess it's not too much of a spoiler, but obviously, if you read my books, you know I've got nothing but action and a lot of battles, and I like to kill zombies. But by the time you get done with book five, I have at least 8 to 9 different kinds of zombies. And with this new werewolf trilogy I'm coming out with, I've got new kinds of zombies. So if I go back and start doing a panel at Comic Con and do that Zombie 101, the evolution of zombies, I got it down. I'm not going to give you all the classifications. I can tell you later because it'll make me insane if I do it now. But there's now like 10 different kinds. So I do love some zombies. I like writing about them.
Very cool.
They're fun.
We'll leave that as a teaser because we're going to continue on with Suzanne here in a little bit in a BS session. So, Suzanne, thank you again for joining us, and we'll be right back with everybody. So, everybody, we hope you've had fun. We've had fun here. We'll see you on the flip side. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.